There are people that you never expect to show up on your doorstep. For me, this list begins with the Pope, the President, and my second grade teacher, Mrs. Jenkins, because she absolutely hated me. He would have been somewhere on my most unlikely list, probably top 10. But there was a time, not so long ago, when he wouldn't have been on that list. There was actually a time when I would camp out by the window, willing him to pull up into the driveway. I always imagined him driving a black Mustang with a loud, rumbling engine. I used to picture him in the driver's seat, his sunglasses pushed up in his messy, pale, corn-colored hair, wearing his mint-green plaid pajama pants that had become so iconic thanks to the Rolling Stone photo shoot. But after 3 years of unanswered letter after unanswered letter, I'd finally accepted that it was never going to happen. Until it did. When I heard the first knock, I freaked out. We weren't expecting any guests, and I have the type of brain that always goes to the absolute worst-case scenario. And so I did what anyone would do when they believe someone is attempting to break into their house and hack them to death with a chainsaw. I called for help. "Harlow?" I called out. She was in the kitchen whipping up a batch of her pistachio cupcakes with buttercream icing. "Yes?" she answered, over the noisy whirl of the electric mixer and the Dresden Dolls record that was turned on full blast. Amanda Palmer was crooning about Jeeps and betrayal. Harlow was in a phase where she was both nursing a major crush on Amanda Palmer and wanting to be Amanda Palmer. "I think there's someone at the door." I heard the electric mixer switch off. "Yeah, I thought I heard a knock. Are you expecting anyone?" I reclined farther into the couch and pressed pause on Netflix, frantically trying to remember the name of an artsy French movie that I could turn on. If Harlow and I were about to be savagely murdered by a serial killer, I wanted to be remembered for my unimpeachable taste in foreign cinema, not my penchant for reality cooking competitions. "No," I answered, this time lowering my voice in case said murderer was eavesdropping on us. "Are you?" Harlow walked into the living room. My mother's paisley-patterned cooking apron was draped over Harlow's tiny frame, sporting some fresh flour splotches. There was also a sliver of icing on the left side of her face. Harlow was a terrific baker, albeit not a neat one. "Nope. I told Quinn she could come over later for cupcakes and pizza, but she doesn't get off work until 6. Harlow pulled her phone out of the back pocket of her frayed denim shorts, which she was wearing over polka-dotted tights. "What time is it anyway?" I glanced at the cable box. 12:31, definitely not 6. "Okay, so it isn't Quinn, but that doesn't mean it's Charles Manson." Quinn was Harlow's girlfriend, and while she wasn't Charles Manson, she did sort of terrify me. They'd been together 7.5 months, and I still didn't feel confident that Quinn liked me. I worried that Quinn didn't find me edgy or interesting enough, or worse, thought I was a complete nutball. How I responded to situations like the one that was presently unfolding did not bode well for my score on the nutball scale. "Tal," Harlow said, using her knowing level voice with me. "Why don't you just go open the door and see who it is? I'll be right here." I bit my bottom lip and stared at the frozen image of Gordon Ramsay on the television screen. I hadn't yet switched over to the French New Wave film whose title I couldn't remember. The doorbell rang again. "Tal," Harlow repeated. "Answer the door." "But we don't know who it is." We'd entered our usual call and response pattern. I like to think that's one of the hallmarks of best friendom, that comfortable circular conversation. She sighed and I watched her flip her phone over in her hands. I had a sinking feeling that she was debating whether or not to text Quinn and tell her I was being a complete nutball. Great. The only thing worse than my best friend being infinitely cooler than me was that now she had a girlfriend who was infinitely cooler than both of us. And I could feel Harlow slipping away, slowly but still slipping. being pulled into the orbit of Quinn and Quinn's alluring pack of friends. It terrified me.